Track 6, and now we're back to news stories. Blue Diamond wins gold at Chelsea Show. A garden centre company with a branch in Teignbridge has been awarded a gold medal at this year's RHS Chelsea Flower Show. Blue Diamond Garden Centres, which owns Firmoy's at Ipplepen, won the coveted medal for its immersive walk-through experience in the Grand Pavilion. This comes only a day after being presented with an award for Tree of the Show. Alan Roper, Managing Director for Blue Diamond Garden Centres, said, "Blue Diamond's exhibition includes plants grown by Blue Diamond's nurseries and which are readily available in its garden centres. The exhibit also includes a showcase area of never-before-seen plants which are new and or exclusive to Blue Diamond Garden Centres, including two shortlisted for the Plant of the Year award. One needs a great team to enable a vision, and we are immensely proud and buzzing from winning our first gold at Chelsea. The enjoyment we all receive from participating in this amazing Best in the World flower show is worth its weight in gold." In a surprise presentation, Alan was also awarded the Best Tree of the Show for its Acer palmatum shishigarashara. Acer palmatum is a Japanese maple with unusually dark green crinkled leaves that grow in tufts on the branches. Its foliage leaves an impression of a lion's mane, hence its nickname, Lion's Head Maple. Jill Kerr, Group Relationship Manager for Blue Diamond Garden Centres, said, "To be awarded a gold medal at the RHS Chelsea Flower Show following the award for Best Tree of the Show really is the icing on the cake for all involved. After months of planning, to see the outcome and to receive wonderful feedback from the public is incredibly rewarding."
Choral Society, farewell to accompanist. Teen Choral Society bade farewell to its rehearsal accompanist, Carol Massey, at its recent spring concert earlier this month. Carol is retiring after many years of working with the choir. She has contributed greatly to the success of the society and has also helped to make the rehearsal experience more pleasant through her witty musical asides, commented Viv Wilson, MBE. The spring concert, held in May at St. Michael's Church, Tynmouth, combined sacred and secular works. It featured soloists Peter Wood and Demenza Barry and Kingstainton Brownies, all accompanied by Hannah Spooner. The concert opened with Come My Way by local composer Ben Heffer before focusing on the deeply spiritual melodies and harmonies of French composer Gabriel Fauré. In complete contrast, the second half consisted of pieces from what is often called the American Songbook, featuring music from plays, musicals and films from the 30s, 40s and 50s. The Teen Choral Society performs two concerts each year, a carol concert at Christmas and a spring concert in May.
Waste facility to receive vital upgrade. Newton Abbott's tip is to get an upgrade which could see it handling waste for councils further afield. Teignbridge Council has decided to go ahead with an upgrade to its waste transfer station in Brunel Road, even though a forthcoming shake-up of local councils could mean a whole new waste strategy for Devon. However, the new regulations from the Environmental Agency, also known as the EA, mean the upgrade must be carried out now if the tip is to stay on the right side of the law. "We haven't got time to sit on our hands," the council's head of environment services, Chris Brains, told members. "If we do that, the facility will close." A report for the council said delaying the work posed significant risks. Councillor Peter Williams, the council's executive member for environmental services, said the Brunel Road depot handled 16,000 tonnes of waste every year and the changes are needed in order to qualify for an EA permit. "This project is essential to ensure that we can continue to deliver efficient recycling collections to all households in the district," he said. "The timescales are challenging and require prompt action." However, Councillor Phil Bullivant said that Devon was 2 years away from a complete restructure of its councils, and the way the county handled its waste could change as a result. Are we wise to be investing a significant amount of money to bring this facility up to speed when potentially we should be considering the bigger picture and putting a waste transfer station somewhere in the district that serves all areas, he asked. Councillor Rosie Dawson said keeping the facilities in Newton Abbot would protect local jobs, and the council's managing director, Phil Shears, pointed out that the county's services were reorganised, it would be simpler for Torquay's waste to be brought to Brunel Road than it is to transport it across Torbay to the current paint and tip at busy times. This might be a good thing for us, he said. It's a benefit and an opportunity to retain employment in Teignbridge for the longer term. The aim for the project is to be completed by February 2027.
Town criers compete at King Stainton. A bellow of town criers descended on King Stainton for the return of its annual competition. The town rang out with tradition as the criers battled it out for the top spot at the event held in the community hall. Organised and hosted by King Stainton town crier Jackie Edwards and council staff, the competition welcomed 12 fellow criers and their consorts from across the UK, including visitors from afar afield as Nuneaton. Jackie also had the sad duty of announcing the news of the recent death of the former Newton Abbot town crier, Mr. Ken Purchase, and the minute's silence was honoured by all, in respect of Ken, who had been a well-respected friend and Jackie's mentor in becoming a town crier. Each participant delivered two cries, the first celebrating their hometown, and the second a more humorous tribute to King Stainton, often touching on local quirks, including the ever-contentious debate over the correct way to serve a cream tea. After a lively morning of performances, attendees enjoyed a buffet lunch, followed by the awards ceremony led by Mayor Councillor Dave Ripping, who proudly presented the day's honours. Winners this year were Paul Goff, town crier of Nuneaton and Bedworth, with David Green of Torpoint second, and third place went to David Craner from Burwood and Crewkerne. The best dressed couple prize went to local Teignbridge rivals Bob and Heather Graham from Dawlish. Best dressed crier was Rodlin Charlton Chard from Hatherley Manor, and the best dressed consort was Sandy Goodwin from Axminster. The day concluded with heartfelt thanks extended to the judges, the volunteers in the kitchen, and the town council staff who helped make the event such a resounding success. And there's a photograph here of the town councillors looking very fine in their finery.